Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Olive and Alana with your 8 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, Tropical Cyclone Alfred has strengthened to a Category 2 storm this morning. The Bureau of Meteorology Monday morning update predicts the storm will pin the southeast today. It's now sitting 456 kilometres northeast of Brisbane. Heavy surf and high tide are leading to extreme erosion on the coastline. BOM's senior meteorologist said the cyclone would shift back towards the Queensland coast on Tuesday and Wednesday. Also in local news, a magnitude 4.4 earthquake occurred in Queensland's Townsville on Saturday night. The earthquake occurred at a depth of 10 kilometres, with the tremor lasting a few seconds, said Geoscience Australia. About 5,000 people between Mackay and Cairns reported to Geoscience that they felt the earthquake. According to Ergon Energy, 4,000 properties lost power, but there were no injuries or significant damage. Townsville City Council Acting Mayor said it was certainly not what we were expecting on a Saturday night, following a massive rain event 2 weeks ago. Also in national news, the streets of Sydney were packed on Saturday evening after thousands lined up to participate in the annual gay and lesbian Mardi Gras parade. The parade, now in its 47th year, brought in thousands of people across Australia who turned up to watch 180 floats with more than 10,000 participants. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese was among those watching, along with politicians Adam Bandt and Maureen Faruqi.
A Sydney woman has been left shaken after a car crashed into her home on Saturday morning. The blue sedan was travelling along Lucas Road when it swerved off the road and crashed into the woman's home, slamming into her bathroom and breaking down the brick wall. "I heard this bang and I was sleeping. I'm thinking, what the hell is this?" the woman said. The driver and the passenger of the blue sedan were taken to the hospital with back and neck injuries. They are expected to be charged after they have fully recovered. In international news, wildfires are scorching part of South Carolina in the U.S., forcing residents to evacuate their homes. 8 kilometres across from Myrtle Beach, forest fires have doubled in size, causing for some residents to evacuate their homes for safety. Residents can expect a heavy fire department presence as crews work to protect homes and reduce fire fuels, Saluda Fire and Rescue said. South Carolina firefighters are working relentlessly to battle the scorching wildfires in the South Carolina forest area. For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with a medium chance of showers. It's currently 25 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 31. The fire danger is high and the UV index is predicted to reach 12, which is in the extreme band. That's all your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au.